single soul. Reaching a further and stepping in closer. CGM TV.
Hello, welcome to Living Life. In today's text, there is census being taken yet again. In Book of Numbers, there were twice that Israelites were asked to take census. Every man over age of 20 were to be counted by each tribe. Now, it's pretty detailed. A lot of people just read through because there are a lot of numbers in Book of Numbers. Perhaps that's why it's called Numbers, right? Census. Well, all these numbers make us feel like, well, I don't know how to put that into action. I don't know how to apply that to my life. So it must be just for scholars, you know, back in those colleges or seminaries somewhere who love those numbers. But for me, well, numbers like 600, 1,730 people were there after 40 days of wilderness doesn't really make for a very good application note. Like I've many times tell you, Bible is not for us to have self-help strategy. Bible is not simply there for us to apply it right away. It's for us to deeply understand who God is and who we are in relation to Him and what life is all about. So I'm going to talk about what this census teach us about life and who we are, okay, after we read the Bible together. So let's take a look at this long episode, which has a bunch of numbers and tribal names, and it's called census, the second census that Book of Numbers has, chapter 26. Let's go to the Word of God together.
Numbers chapter 26, verses 1 through 51. After the plague, the Lord said to Moses and Eleazar, son of Aaron, the priest, "Take a census of the whole Israelite community by families, all those 20 years old or more who are able to serve in the army of Israel." So on the plains of Moab, by the Jordan, across from Jericho, Moses and Eleazar, the priest, spoke with them and said, "Take a census of the men 20 years old or more, as the Lord commanded Moses." These were the Israelites who came out of Egypt. The descendants of Reuben, the firstborn son of Israel, were through Hanok, the Hanokite clan, through Palu, the Paluite clan, through Hezron, the Hezronite clan, through Carmi, the Carmite clan. These were the clans of Reuben. Those numbered were 43,730. The son of Palu was Eliab, and the sons of Eliab were Nemuel, Dathan, and Abiram. The same Dathan and Abiram were the community officials who rebelled against Moses and Aaron, and were among Korah's followers when they rebelled against the Lord. The earth opened its mouth and swallowed them along with Korah, whose followers died when the fire devoured the 250 men, and they served as a warning sign. The line of Korah, however, did not die out. The descendants of Simeon by their clans were through Nemuel, the Nemuelite clan, through Jamin, the Jaminite clan, through Jachin, the Jachinite clan, through Zerah, their Zerahite clan, through Shaul, the Shaulite clan. These were the clans of Simeon. There were 22,200 men. The descendants of Gad by their clans were through Zephon, the Zephonite clan, through Haggai, the Haggite clan, through Shunai, the Shunite clan, through Osni, the Osni clan, through Arai, the Arite clan, through Aradai, the Aradite clan, through Arali, the Arali clan. These were the clans of Gad. Those numbered were 40,500. Er and Onan were sons of Judah, but they died in Canaan. The descendants of Judah by their clans were through Shelah, the Shelonite clan, through Perez, the Perizzite clan, through Zerah, the Zerahite clan. The descendants of Perez were through Hezron, the Hezronite clan, through Hamul, the Hamulite clan. These were the clans of Judah. Those numbered were 76,500. The descendants of Issachar by their clans were through Tola, the Tolite clan, through Pua, the Puite clan, through Jashub, the Jashubite clan, through Shimron, the Shimronite clan. These were the clans of Issachar. Those numbered were 64,300. The descendants of Zebulun by their clans were through Sered, the Seredite clan, through Elon, the Elonite clan, through Jaleel, the Jaleelite clan. These were the clans of Zebulun. Those numbered were 60,500. The descendants of Joseph by their clans through Manasseh and Ephraim were the descendants of Manasseh through Machir, the Machirite clan. Machir was the father of Gilead, through Gilead, the Gilead clan. These were the descendants of Gilead, through Iezer, the Iezerite clan, through Helek, the Helekite clan, through Azrael, the Azraelite clan, through Shechem, the Shechemite clan, through Shemaida, the Shemaidaite clan, through Hefer, the Heferite clan. Zelophehad, son of Hefer, had no sons. He had only daughters, whose names were Mala, Noah, Hogla, Milcah, and Tirzah. These were the clans of Manasseh. Those numbered were 52,700. These were the descendants of Ephraim by their clans, through Shuthelah, the Shuthelite clan, through Becher, the Becherite clan, through Tahan, the Tahanite clan. These were the descendants of Shuthelah, through Eran, the Eranite clan. These were the clans of Ephraim. Those numbered were 32,500. These were the descendants of Joseph by their clans. The descendants of Benjamin by their clans were through Bela, the Belite clan, through Ashbel, the Ashbelite clan, through Ahiram, the Ahiramite clan, through Shufam, the Shufamite clan, through Hupham, the Huphamite clan. The descendants of Bela through Ard and Naaman were through Ard, the Ardite clan, through Naaman, the Naamite clan. These were the clans of Benjamin. Those numbered were 45,600. These were the descendants of Dan by their clans, through Shuham, the Shuhamite clan. These were the clans of Dan. All of them were Shuhamite clans, and those numbered were 64,400. The descendants of Asher by their clans were through Imnah, the Imnite clan, through Ishvi, the Ishvite clan, through Beriah, the Beriahite clan, and through the descendants of Beriah, through Heber, the Heberite clan, through Malkiel, the Malkielite clan. Asher had a daughter named Sarah. These were the clans of Asher. Those numbered were 53,400. The descendants of Naphtali by their clans were through Jaziel, the Jazielite clan, through Gunai, the Gunite clan, through Jezer, the Jezerite clan, through Shelem, the Shelemite clan. These were the clans of Naphtali. Those numbered were 45,400. The total number of the men of Israel was 601,730.
The first census was taken, and we read about it in Book of Numbers, chapter 1, and the total count for Israelite men over age 20 is 603,550. Now, in today's text, in chapter 26 of Numbers, the total number of men over age 20 is 601,730. Well, that's the difference between the two numbers. It's very minor. I mean, if you think about 600,000, you know, that's a humongous number. We're only talking about, you know, maximum a couple thousand difference, right? A little less than that. And so that's not much, okay? 40 years between has changed. And yet, and many, many people killed off, and many people died natural causes, right? And yet still, the number hasn't decreased that much, only by 1,000-some hundred, right? Well, what does that tell you? God's been faithful in the life of Israelites. The harsh conditions of 40 years in the wilderness did not destroy them altogether, right? These are able young men of age 20 and above who can actually take over the promised land. Now, you know, you can say a lot about these numbers, but I don't want to be too bogged down with numbers, even though we're in the book of Numbers. What I want to do instead is talk about life. What does this teach us? Okay, the first sentence, the second sentence, chapter 1, verses chapter 26. What does it teach us about life? I think one bracket statement I can make about life after seeing this is that, you know, life moves on. More accurately, people say time goes on. Well, maybe that's one way to think about it. But for me, I think it's rather we are moving through time. Okay? We change. We're the process. We're the progression. There's a movement among us. We change. Like, I used to never have white hair. Okay? But like, starting last year, I keep having one or two, and I pull those out. Thinking, you know what? If I pull those out, I would always have black hair. Right? My natural black hair. Well, months turned into a year. Year turned into a couple of years. And today, seriously, I don't pluck it out anymore. Because I know you can't see it clearly. Because even though it's HD or whatever, it's hard to tell my hair color because of the lighting and everything. But I'm telling you, I have like 1,000 or 2,000 white hair on my head right now. Okay? And I can't pluck that out because I'm going to go bald if I do that. And it's going to get worse and worse. I don't want to say worse and getting bad. I'm just saying it's going to get more white hair on my head as days go by. It's never going to go the other way. I am changing. I'm in the process, okay? Nothing can turn back the time. That the skin here, that when I used to go like this and let it go, it would pop right back in there, okay? No time. It takes a little longer now. But one day when I do this and let go like that, it's going to take like 4 seconds to go back into my face. What am I saying? We're getting older, okay? We're changing. We're not just changing, but we're getting older and older, and it's taking a toll on our body, okay? This will fade away one day. I don't care what brand you wear. I don't care how healthy you are right now. You're going to be 6 feet under one day without life inside of you. That's not a happy thought for many of you, and including me, but that's the reality. What the census tells us is that chapter 1, a lot of people in chapter 1 are not there in chapter 26. Perhaps only two people, you know, were left. Maybe three, you know. Scholars vary on this, but at least very few people, okay. Moses is here. Eleazar is his partner in ministry. Not his Eleazar's father, who was Aaron. So in chapter 1, Moses and Aaron, they rubbed shoulders and they did all that work. But in chapter 26, in the second census, you see Moses and Eleazar, the son of Aaron, doing all the ministry, leading. So, new generation. See, we changed. New generation happened. But there's also continuity. Okay, I'm not saying everything changes, right? Even though all the children are remaining, many of the parents passed on to be with the Lord. There is a continuity in God's promise. God's promise, His covenant, is just the same. You know, God's still going to be their God, and they're still going to be God's people, and they're still going to be conquering the promised land. When God says, I'm going to give you something, He will give you something, okay? He's not going to say, okay, time's changed, new generation, let me back up, you know, back off and cancel my promise to you. No, God's promise is, you know, I guess ingrained on God's heart. It'll never change. It's harder than the rock, you know, any metal. It's God's heart. God says when something's going to happen, it's going to happen. So as we see us getting older and new census being taken with new group of people, we realize, you know what? We're not staying still. We're changing. And yet God's love remains the same. And that those two messages is a resounding voice from God as I read this text today. I hope it does the same for you. My father has been and was a Korean-American pastor. He pastored a very small immigrant church in the United States. He did that for 20-some years, and now he's retired. He just retired a month ago. And as I went home to see my parents, you know, I realized he's gotten a little older. He still has a lot of energy and health left of him, but he's gotten a little older. And I can see that I've gotten a lot older too. You know, the way I interact with him, the way he talks to me, the way we discuss the subject matters that we discuss, it all changed. Now we're thinking about, you know, after his retirement, how he's going to live, you know, last decade or two of his life. And he's got some issues with his health a little bit too. So unlike when he was much younger, right? I'm thinking about these new issues in my life too. As I raise my own three kids, yeah, there are some concerns in my heart these days that I never would have had before. So life changes. The only thing consistent is that God loves us generation after generation, and his faithfulness outlasts all of it. And he's going to take us home to be with him, all of us who believe in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. So thanks be to God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, with all the changes in our lives, new questions, new curiosity, new concerns, new prayer requests, one thing remains the same, that is your love for us. You so love us, and your faithfulness is so true forever. And so we cling on to you. We love you. We put all of our trust in you, O God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
For a single soul, reaching a further and stepping in closer, CGM TV.